This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the beautiful downtown Grand Rapids studios. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, Brian, and Grilling World. We have on the line our coon dog from Frankenmuth, Michigan, Jeff Coon, headmaster brewer at Frankenmuth, Michigan's oldest brewery. How are you, Jeffy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, we're so happy to talk to you. You have come up with just some phenomenal brews. And last time I saw you, I was literally chugging your Heffa. I could not drink it fast enough. Rob Russell was with me in there, and that was just a great trip. And for people who don't know about Frankenmuth Brewery, it is the oldest, what, 1863? 1862, my bad. It's just a beautiful spot, and the whole city of Frankenmuth, when you come around the curve and you hit that downtown, I mean, it's like, I don't know, it reminds me of like Alice in Wonderland or something, or like you just dropped back in time, because it's total Bavaria, and the architecture, the landscaping, it's green, lush, just gorgeous little town, and then you get right to the heart of downtown, and there's this giant brewery.
Yes, there is. As a matter of fact, right now, I am enjoying a Munich Dunkel. I kid you not. I just cracked it open.
Oh, you're making me jealous.
Thanks a lot. That's real nice. Real nice. Because you know that because I told you I just drank my last one the other day.
That's why I did it.
Oh, that is so wrong. So you were telling me that you came up with a New Year's Stout and a Winter Bock. Why don't you tell us about that New Year's Stout? Because that just sounds like the perfect way to ring in the new year.
Absolutely. That New Year's Stout is it's a hybrid between a Russian Imperial Stout and a American Stout. And what I do with this is that it clocks in at 10% alcohol by volume, ABV. And so because of that, one of the things that we have done, because when we first reopened the brewery, I said, I need a special release. And so I crafted this thing. And so we released this thing the first working day of the new year. So this coming year, it'll be January the 3rd, 2012. I'll be releasing this beer, and I'll be releasing it in a 1-liter German Grolsch bottle, which means it's that flip top. As a matter of fact, I just got the bottles in from Germany. And so we're going to be filling them in about the next 2 weeks, those bottles. The labels, because we only do a certain amount of them, and the labels, I hand-sign each one of them, and we number the bottles. So it's really kind of a cool thing indeed. Now, up until last year, it was only available at the brewery, so you had to come to the brewery to get it. I last year released a very small amount to a couple of distributors. One of the distributors is in Grand Rapids there, so I know that some of that beer made it to the west side of the state where you guys are. And you know, this year we'll be doing the same thing. But the one thing, I was just talking to one of the owners, and he said we want to do a signing party so that when we release this, they're going to set times, which we're going to put on our website, where I will be there personally signing the bottles, you know, so that people can, you know, see that if they want a message on it or something. Yeah, I can, you know, do that as well. But it's a great beer because it's one of those celebratory beers, but it's a higher alcohol. So it's like, you know, hey, take the bottle, go home with it, enjoy it, and then go to sleep, watch TV, whatever it is, instead of being out driving. That's why we do that.
Yeah, that's a very good tip. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL, and we're talking with Jeff Coon from Frankenmuth Brewery, and he's talking about a New Year's Stout. It sounds almost like a limited edition beer. You said there's some going to be distributed over here on the west side of the state. If anybody has it, I'm willing to bet that Siciliano's out on Lake Michigan Drive will have it, because they are the purveyors of a lot of specialty beverages, and this would fit right in there. So, looking forward to that. Tell us a little bit about this Winter Bock, Jeff.
Yeah, the Winter Bock is a traditional German Bock that I do, And it's a, I call it a winter warmer because, you know, it's one of those things that as the weather gets colder, typically people who like craft beer, they'll start drinking darker ones because some of the darker ones end up having a little bit more alcohol in them. And in Germany, a traditional Bock is served in the wintertime because it's just a great way to kind of warm you up. I love personally having a Bock at room temperature and putting it almost like in a scotch glass because the colors, the deep mahogany colors and that kind of stuff, it really, the flavors start to explode and come out, and it's just a really neat way to enjoy the beer. Although cold is fine as well, you know, but it's kind of amazing. I really encourage you to try that. It's just allow it to warm up to room temperature. You know, I've put them in brandy snifters before and allow your hands to warm them up, and it's amazing. The malt flavors that become, you know, that start to explode and that kind of stuff. This beer here, we're looking at a end of December. It's going to be like right around Christmas, or I should say between Christmas and New Year's, that we're going to be releasing that particular beer on draft. And then right after the first of the year, you know, like about the end of that first week, beginning of the second week, we're going to be releasing it in bottles.
It sounds like we need to do a remote over there.
Absolutely, you need to. That would be a blast.
Yeah, you can sign my bottle anytime, dude. Hey, I'm wondering if if your New Year's stout, that high alcohol content's got to be the Russian influence, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the Russian influence, although, you know, the American stouts, anything that American brewers do, we typically do bigger is better. Like with the IPAs, we hop the crap out of them till it punches you in the face, you know, And so, you know, the high alcohol, but yes, the Russian Imperials, they do definitely get up there. And the interesting thing about that beer is that it's made to be laid down. You can lay that thing down and age it for about 6 years.
Wow.
The thing is that most people, you know, don't do it because they're so excited and they only get one. I say get two or three. And the reason for doing that is because so that you can see the nuances of change. But because most people don't do that, here's what I'm going to do. In 2014, which will be the fifth year then that I will have actually released bottles, I'm going to release the bottles in 2014 like I normally would. But then after I release those bottles, I will have a collector's pack of each of the previous years because they're all made the same way from 1 year to the next so that you can see how age has come to bear and how the nuances have changed from 1 year to the next. So you will have 2014, 13, 12, 11, 10. And it'll just be an amazing thing. And we'll kind of number them all the same and sign them. And, you know, so that'll be kind of fun.
That is a great idea. And what a great way to show people what you've been talking about for so long. And you hit on something that I really want to reposition. When I see people drinking a craft beer out of the bottle, I always try and get them to pour it in a glass. And a lot of people will fight you over that. But tell us why you want to pour that in a glass. You started to hit on it there with the snifter, which is a great idea.
Absolutely. Well, there's a number of reasons. One is that part of the experience when it comes to beer is visual. You have the visual thing, and when it's inside a bottle or inside a can, or, you know, because there are a lot of craft breweries now that are doing them in cans as well, but there's something about getting it into a glass. That's number one, so that we can see it. Number two, it also allows for the escaping CO2 to, you know, form a head. And again, the process of having the head on the beer is important for the experience of the flavor aromas from the malts and from the hops, which is very good. But then the third thing is that you can do some things like warm it up, you know, because your hand's around the glass. And with craft beer, and I don't care whose craft beer it is, but with craft beer, as the temperature begins to elevate, and this is why the Germans for so many years and even till this day love drinking their beer at cellar temperature, which is about between 52 and 55 degrees Fahrenheit, you begin to release the flavors that we as Americans don't realize when we're drinking our beer at 42 degrees.
That's right. Hey, Jeff, we're up against a hard break. We got to cut it short now. Thanks so much for taking time with us. I can't wait to see you again, and we're looking forward to some more Frankenmuth on the table here. So you take care, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right. Jeff Kuhn from Frankenmuth Brewery.
Coming up next, we've got a cranberry orange bread pudding. And you know what? You need to go to Frankenmuth, guys. Let the ladies do the shopping at Bronner's there.
Great
for the
idea.
Christmas stuff.
Great
and
idea.
You go to Zender's and have a meal. But I tell you what, Frankenmuth's where you got to go, guys. But anyway, we're the Grilling Guys. Cranberry orange bread pudding coming up. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.